Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The popular battle royale game, PUBG, is undergoing significant changes and improvements throughout 2024. Developer Krafton has announced several new features and updates that aim to enhance the gameplay experience and add new dimensions to the game. One of the most notable additions is destructible environments, allowing players to strategically destroy sections of buildings or build defensive barriers. This feature is expected to introduce a dynamic layer of strategy and tactics, opening up new attack routes and securing areas. Players can expect a preview of this feature in an April update, with further improvements to follow. Krafton also plans to implement gunplay updates every 2 months, providing a greater diversity of weapon choices and fostering a stable ecosystem. Players will have the opportunity to test new weapons in the arcade's gunplay labs before their official release. Additionally, Krafton is focusing on survival-focused items and improving modes to create a more casual gaming experience, aiming to expand the game's audience and appeal to a wider range of players. Furthermore, the introduction of user-generated content will empower players to create and engage with their own content, fostering a vibrant and creator-driven ecosystem reminiscent of other popular games like Fortnite. Former Activision CEO Bobby Kotick's reported interest in buying TikTok comes amid the platform's uncertain future in the United States. TikTok, owned by ByteDance, is facing potential bans or forced sales due to concerns about data privacy and national security. ByteDance, headquartered in Beijing, China, has faced scrutiny over fears that it could share user data with the Chinese government. A bill that would ban TikTok in the US or force its sale recently passed the House Energy and Commerce Committee with unanimous support and is now moving toward a vote in the House. According to reports from the Wall Street Journal, Bobby Kotick has expressed interest in buying TikTok if ByteDance decides to sell the platform. The price tag for such an acquisition could reach hundreds of billions of dollars. Kotick, who recently departed from Activision Blizzard after Microsoft's acquisition, is reportedly seeking partners for the potential purchase, with OpenAI CEO Sam Altman being mentioned as one of them. If a deal were to materialize, it could have significant implications for both TikTok and the tech industry as a whole. OpenAI could potentially leverage TikTok's vast user base to enhance its AI models, while Kotick's involvement could bring substantial changes to the platform's direction and operations. However, there are still uncertainties surrounding the potential acquisition, including the likelihood of the bill passing through Congress and President Biden's stance on the matter. Todd Howard, the head of Bethesda Game Studios, has revealed that he advised the producers of the upcoming Fallout TV show to avoid including certain elements in the series because they are planned for use in Fallout 5. The next installment of the video game franchise. In an interview with Den of Geek, co-showrunner Graham Wagner jokingly remarked, "I think we made Fallout 6," to which executive producer Jonathan Nolan added, "We know all about Fallout 5. We're not telling anyone." Howard then elaborated, stating that he provided guidance to the creators of the Fallout TV show to avoid potential conflicts with the storyline or content planned for Fallout 5. He indicated that certain elements were reserved for the upcoming game, and he didn't want them to be prematurely revealed or used in the TV series. The Fallout TV show is set in the Fallout universe, but takes place after the events of the video games, specifically in the year 2296, which is after Fallout 4 and Fallout 3. It is also set 14 years after the events of the Second Battle of Hoover Dam, which was depicted in Obsidian Entertainment's Fallout: New Vegas. Set in post-apocalyptic Los Angeles, the Fallout TV show's setting suggests the possibility of exploring elements from the New Vegas video game in the series. Despite being set in the Fallout universe, the TV show will have its own unique storyline and characters, providing fans with a fresh perspective on the world of Fallout. Following the conclusion of its open beta last year and a tantalizing tease on social media, the Warner Bros. Multiverse fighter Multiversus is making a comeback. Player First Games has announced that its free-to-play game is scheduled to launch on May 28th. The studio has shifted development to Unreal Engine 5, with director Tony Huynh emphasizing that Shaggy sandwiches have never looked better. This move was aimed at rebuilding Multiversus from the ground up, with the director promising consistent performance across all platforms. In a video announcing the upcoming release, Huynh addressed the audience, stating, "The team has heard your feedback. We've learned a lot from our open beta. From day one, we set out to make a game that not only packs a punch, but also makes a mark on the game genre we love. If you're eagerly awaiting the arrival of Final Fantasy XVI on PC, it appears that your patience may soon pay off." Producer Naoki Yoshida has indicated that the game is in the final stages of optimization, suggesting that its PC release may not be too far off. In an interview with Game Informer, Yoshida discussed the progress of the PC version, mentioning that the development team will strive to provide the necessary system requirements for running the game. While Yoshida didn't delve into specifics, he did mention that the requirements for running Final Fantasy XVI on PC will likely be somewhat high. He explained, "In terms of where we are in development currently, we're trying to figure out the final stages of optimization right now. When we can release the PC version, might be dependent on that. The system requirements and specifications for PC that players will need, so we're trying to figure that out. Naturally, the PC specifications are looking to be somewhat high." The potential for Final Fantasy XVI's PC port to demand significant hardware resources isn't entirely unexpected, given that even the original PS5 version encountered performance issues at times. As noted in a review by my colleague Mitchell Saltzman, the game didn't consistently maintain 60 frames per second, even when prioritizing performance over visual fidelity in the game's settings. Capcom's Monster Hunter Stories Remaster is scheduled to launch for Switch, PS4, and Steam on June 14th. Simultaneously, Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, the highly praised second installment in Capcom's endearing RPG spin-off series, will debut for PlayStation 4. The Monster Hunter Stories remaster was initially unveiled in February, promising to enhance the original 2016 3 DeSiceskins release with HD visuals, new voiceovers, a museum mode showcasing art and music from the game, and additional content previously exclusive to Japan. Regarding the newly announced PS4 version of Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, players can expect the same captivating blend of classic RPG-style quests, monster collecting reminiscent of Pokemon, and turn-based battles that resonated with audiences upon its release for Switch and Steam in 2021. Yesterday, on March 11th, the promised overhaul of Forza Motorsport's contentious car progression system developed by Turn 10 Studios was released for Xbox Series XS and PC. This overhaul follows Turn 10's commitment to address Forza Motorsport's criticized car progression system, as announced in January. The announcement came alongside promises to improve various aspects of the game, such as driver AI and race regulations. The latest update, known as Update 6, introduces several adjustments to the car progression system. Notably, players now have the freedom to equip desired car parts regardless of car level, marking a significant change from the previous system. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.